that was good that they got it out of the way. But the important thing here is that it's going to now force other institutions to do the same thing all over the world. And that means that the financial institutions in the United States, and particularly in Europe as well, are going to take a big hit on their balance sheets the next time they report, which will be in October. You know, the results of the third quarter.
Well, what I think what we're seeing is sort of the implosion of the structure of our financial system as more and more banks, of course, get further and further into debt with bad home loans. And then, of course, they're having difficulty with a lot of the other loans as well, aren't they? How are the auto loans? How are the credit cards, things of that sort, doing?
They're doing worse than they have before. As bad as they did in 2001. They'll get as bad as they were between 1989 and 1992. And eventually they get worse than that. Because what we've got coming here, first of all, that people have no savings. Secondly, they have, I think the average credit card's around $8,500 that there's debit on it. And, of course, the lenders continue to raise the interest rates. I think the average rate now is around 21.5% or something like that.
No, who's paying 21.5%?
The public in general, on
really?
Average. I mean, some of them are as high as 31. Some of them are as low as 6%. And then you have some of them have special offers where they get no interest for a year. There's all kinds of different ones out there. Different offerings. But anyway, we're looking at rising unemployment. And we're looking at bad reports coming for a long time.
Well, I think that people are really going to have to get out of debt. They're going to have to realize we're in for a long, hard time. And it's not going to get better next year, and it's not going to get better the year after that. And I don't know when it's going to get better, but it's going to be a good, long while. And in the meantime, of course, the financial structure of our nation is going to be destroyed.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, July 28, 2008, gold, $929.40. Ounce gold coins could be purchased for $956.15, $470.90 for half, $235.45 for quarter. That's $956.15, $470.90, and $230.45. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Bob Chapin. We're talking about what's happening as far as the finances are concerned. Of course, we see the home foreclosures continuing, and more homes are going to be foreclosed on. What do you think of this new housing bill, you know, where they're going to solve the problems by fingerprinting everybody in the mortgage business and by, you know, to get the reports on everything that everybody buys with a credit card will be sent to the IRS. Obviously, that's why we had the crisis. That was in the legislation. Why would they want to fingerprint everybody in the mortgage industry? Is that going to stop the problem we have as far as home foreclosures or sending all records on everything we buy with a credit card to the IRS? Is that really going to solve the problem, Bob?
Well, first of all, the industry wants to make sure that no felons enter the mortgage business because there's a fiduciary responsibility there. And they do that to stockbrokers and commodity brokers. And unfortunately, in our times, it's necessary. I don't like it, but there has to be some kind of control that they didn't have in that industry before, and maybe that will help. But as far as turning the information on who does what where within purchasing a home or getting a loan or any of the information that's available, which was stuck in the bill, regarding credit cards and who buys what on their credit card and how they pay for it and all that stuff going to the IRS, is wrong. Ron Paul came out with a report on it, which I put in the International Forecaster, and it's just another method of data collection. But more important in that particular case, what they're trying to do there is back into the assets of individuals. They're trying to find out that if they bought something, where did the money come from that they used to pay for it? And what they're going to do is net asset audit everybody. So let's say that you have disposable income of $100,000 a year and you're purchasing $200,000 a year worth of things or increased mortgage payments or whatever it is. Then the IRS will say, well, where did that money come from? And so ostensibly they want to do two things. Number one, they want to find out the source of the additional funds so that they can tax them, and maybe even, if it's money laundering, put them in jail. And that's really what they're up to.
Well, they're pretty ruthless. They're not very nice people, and of course it's all part of the program of collecting dossiers on every American citizen.
That's
and then,
right,
of course,
Stan.
Getting
that's
back
absolutely
to the tax
right.
Right. And then,
you know,
the rest of
that bill is what they would call in England a dog's breakfast. I mean, it is one of the worst pieces of legislation ever put through. It was put through because the bankers wanted it passed. The members of Congress were told that if you don't pass it, you don't get any more money, or we'll expose your hijinks that you don't want the public to make, to know. And so that's why it got passed. It's an election year, too, and they can stand up on the podium and beat their chest and say, I save the American borrower. And, of course, they're just throwing the yoke onto the American public in general.
Well, my understanding is that it really isn't going to affect the vast majority of the home foreclosures. Is that your understanding? Or
well, they're talking message? About helping 400,000 people, and they can't do it. They may help 100,000 people. But the bad part of the bill is a bailout of the bankers, and even more so, assuming the liabilities for the American public of Fannie and Freddie. And they've got, I don't know what the total trillion-dollar figure that they've got lent out, but I think it's somewhere, I've seen two figures, one's 5.3 and the other's 5.8 trillion. Half the mortgages they've got are going to go under. So what are we going to get stuck with?
A trillion dollars and a half? More debt.
2 trillion? Right. 2.5 trillion? That the American taxpayer is going to have to pay, and he didn't even make those loans. Just a small group of people did. It's a terrible, terrible fascist legislation. It's awful. And they're not going to help many people. I'll tell you why. Because all of the cities and states will go to challenging who owns the mortgage and where is it. They're inside these bonds, and half the bond underwriters, which are banks and investment banks and brokerage houses, they don't even have records. They don't know what's in there. And they're going to have to disembowel the mortgage in order to find out who owns what. And there's thousands of mortgages in one bond.
We're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman right here at Genesis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months' worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess this afternoon is Bob Chapman, and we have Dave calling from Texas. But before we put Dave on, Bob, would you like to get your address out, your telephone number, information
sure.
on how people can get in touch with you?
Okay. People who would like to get a look at the International Forecast, we send out email and hard copies as well, a free copy so that you can take a look at it. It's about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We have a site, and you can order off the site, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, Forecaster.com. If you have any questions, you can also email us at international_forecaster@yahoo.com, international_forecaster@yahoo.com, or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, right now, of course, let's go to Dave, who's calling from Texas, and our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question for our guest today, for Bob Chapman. Hi, Dave. How you doing? Dave, are you there? Dave from Texas? Well, maybe we lost Dave from Texas. Dave, you're not there? Well, we're just going to have to go back to Bob here and start going into
here.
The back. Yes, Dave, are you there?
I'm still here.
All right, fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
I think it was with the board operator. Yes, I have a couple quick questions for the guest, if I might. It's good to talk to both of you again. My question for Bob is, how much does he think the oil price, if he does, might be lowered between now and the election? And if it's so, does he think it's tied to the election? And two, does he think there might be, and I hope there's not, but does he fear there might be a collapse of sorts in the banking system a la during the Great Depression, runs on banks, so to speak, sometime in the not-too-distant future? If so, what time frame does he estimate it might take place? If it does, of course, I hope it does not happen.
All right, let's go ahead and just take these
well,
one
Well, you
one
know,
those time.
Guys from Texas, they always have easy questions.
Right, well, now, what about the oil price? Do you think the oil price will continue dropping, and how low could it go?
Okay, I think, based upon the information that I have, number one, there's not going to be warfare in Iran. Number two, Afghanistan will continue and spread into Pakistan. And I won't go into the reasons why. With that said, I don't see any upward spike to 2 or 250 or 300. I think we've probably seen the highs, and we may revisit them between now and who knows when. But I think there's in every market will you see a market move up very strongly, there's always a correction. And I would think from 147 to 120 to 125 would present a support zone for oil, and that's approximately where it's trading right now. And a bottom, an absolute bottom, over the next year, I would say $80. And it depends upon a lot of factors. I think maybe a year, 2 years, maybe 3 years from now, when deflation overcomes inflation, or if some massive amount of oil was found was able to be put on the market, we could be looking at $50. But I think that's down the line. Because even if you had new production, you've got to drill it, you've got to put in the equipment to take it out of the ground, you have to be able to rent the large ships to ship it somewhere, to sell it to somebody. And so that all takes time. And if it's on land, so to speak, you could be talking about a year and two. If it's offshore, you might be talking 6 or 7 years.
I know what about collapse of the banks?
Right now,
okay,
they're talking in terms of 7 years.
All right. Do you look? Are you looking for a banking collapse that's like we had in the Great Depression?
Yes, but it's not going to be as quickly and as deadly as it was during the Depression because of the access and the knowledge and understanding of what happened before. It'll happen more slowly, but it's going to happen. And so we're not going to have 300 banks go out of business in 1 day or 1 week or month. But even the United States government has said, this is the FDIC, they expect 300 banks to go under in the next year and a half. Now, as you know, government's not going to tell you the truth, and it could be substantially larger than that. So let's take the government's time frame of a year and a half, and let's say it's 600, because they never tell the truth. And that's a lot of banks, and it's a lot of problems. I think they can extend this mortgage banking debt situation, which is being serviced by large amounts of a creation of money and credit. I think they could take it out another 2 or 3 years. Then I think they've really got serious problems. And I think the whole thing could collapse.
Okay, David, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It's good to talk to you again, gentlemen.
Okay, thanks very much. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. And we're looking at very, very serious problems for our nation. And Sydney, Bob doesn't think there's going to be a war with Iran. Sydney, has your position changed on that? I mean, for a time you didn't think there'd be a war, then you thought there was going to be a war, now you don't think there's going to be a war. What changed your mind to make you believe that there's not going to be a war?
Well, I've been watching the two groups from the Illuminati, the Europeans and the United States. And the Europeans have always had the upper hand. They always have the last word. And they let the Illuminists, called neocons in America today, run with the ball, so to speak. And 2 years ago, Zbigniew Brzezinski said the administration's program in the Middle East is an absolute disaster, and he has set back the timetable for world government. They have set back the timetable for world government by 30 years. I think that's when the move began. Now, I didn't change my opinion of no war until about 6 months ago when the Israeli and the American governments got even more belligerent. Every day there was an announcement that the attack was imminent. And the longer something takes, the less it has the probability of happening. And then I received information that led me to believe that the administration has really been on autopilot for the last year and a half. And things are being run by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is the mentor for Mr. Obama, although they've asked him to step down because he was getting too much publicity, which they don't want. And interestingly enough, his son Ian is world policy advisor from Mr. McCain. So as you can see, it's a little incestuous, in as much as the Illuminists are backing both camps.
Sure.
Proof positive. But I think that at least for the last 6 months, George Bush and Dick Cheney have not been in control. The Illuminists under Brzezinski have been in control. And I don't think they're going to allow a war in Iran because we've had these backstreet conferences going on for the past 2 years, and now they're starting to reach the general media. And so a deal is being struck with Iran and regarding their nuclear development. And Iran is meeting with the European Union this week, which tells me that there's pretty solid things afoot. I also believe, and Brzezinski has said this, that they want to withdraw at least a good portion of the military people in Iraq as soon as possible. And I think that will happen next year. But I see an extension of the war in Afghanistan into Pakistan and probably a breakup of the country, a balkanization of the country, for two reasons. Number one, they don't want the Taliban or anybody else in there disrupting the United States government, the British government, and their intelligence agencies, the CIA and MI6. They don't want their efforts upset in Afghanistan for the growing and exportation of opium. Second, they want to geopolitically outflank India and China by extending into Pakistan. And yes, I know we have nuclear they have nuclear weapons there. And those nuclear weapons are being guarded by U.S. Special Forces, actually the Rangers. And how I know that is there has been announcements to that effect, and I have talked on the computer with people who are stationed there. So I know they're there. So that's what I expect that evolutionary process to take.
All right, well, I just hope and pray that you're right, and that I don't like to be wrong, but I certainly would hope that I would be wrong at this far as the war with Iran. So we're just going to have to wait and see, and we should know certainly within a year, maybe much, much sooner. Maybe this is going to come about before the election. This is what some people suggest.
Well, Stan, I hate to... I gave you what might be good news.
Right. Well, I hope and pray you're right.
This Brzezinski is mad as a hatter.
Right.
He's drunk on power with the black nobility in Europe.
Right.
And if you notice what they've been doing over the last year and a half is that, number one, they and the Europeans gave Serbia's province of Kosovo to the Albanian Muslims, who are nothing but a bunch of criminals. That's number one. But, of course, they're allies of the Illuminists. So that fits, you know, one group of criminals with another group of criminals. Number two, they come up with the idea, in order to keep Iranian missiles from going to Europe, that they were going to have missiles in Poland and in Czechoslovakia, radar, to track any incoming missiles. And, of course, what it was is to start trouble with Russia. Then they get Shevardnadze in Georgia to move his troops north to the protectorate which exists, which is being maintained militarily by the Russians and the locals, who are Russians, and they're trying to start trouble there. They want to start a new Cold War with Russia and China and other BRIC nations, and they also, if they can get away with it, they want to start a war with Russia. And that's what they're up to.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, and I think probably we're planning on a war with China, too, down the line. But right now, let's go to Rob, who's calling from Oklahoma. Hi, Robbie. Are you there?
Yes.
Do you have a question or comment for
you? Well, I had a comment and see what you think about it. I'm sure the both of you heard Lindsey Williams a couple of weeks ago. He supposedly had been confronted by the Oil Illuminati group and tried to put the fear into him to keep his mouth shut. But he said that he was told that by election time that George Bush would go out in a blaze of glory because we would have $2 gas and $50 oil, and it would put the Arabs back the camel jockeying.
Right. Well, that's the question is, we're going to just have to wait and see if that comes about. Yes,
I've talked
to Lindsey many times about that. That's exactly what he said. Although he said that the price of oil would be down, and certainly that would help George Bush. Let's hope that it does come down.
Yeah.
Because certainly the price of oil is having a profound impact on our farming, our airlines, on our automotive producers, on our businesses. Every aspect of our society has been impacted by the run-up
of prices. Oh, yeah, and then they put a double impact with this trying to turn grain into gasoline. That's put a double whammy on it, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, God bless, and thanks very much for calling. That was Rob from Oklahoma. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. In fact, Lindsay and I were on the Alex Jones program for about 45 minutes today. I think Alex was probably on for an hour and a half, and we're going to be on for maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours tomorrow. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Anyway, of course, Alex got a tremendous listening audience, and I'm just so glad that Lindsay's getting his information out and getting his information out. Basically, he's got a great message. And Sydney, in fact, you can even read about it in last week's International Forecaster. I was interested that Bob had actually opened talking about Lindsay's material, and the question is it accurate? My basic gut feeling is that most of it is accurate, and I believe Lindsay is telling us what he heard from the oil people. Are they using him? Are they putting out disinformation, or are they telling the truth? Well, I'll tell you what, so far everything that they told him was going to happen has happened, and going to be interesting to see. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
I think you're right. I think we just got to wait and see. We don't know which way they're going on this. They may be giving him disinformation. They may not. We just don't know, and neither does he.
Right.
They've given him a story. They threatened him. He has decided to, after these broadcasts, to lay back. He shut his site down and so on. And you know, everybody's built different. And when you get threatened, some people get very concerned about it. I've been threatened, as you well know, many, many times. And I just face them off. I'm different. And if they want action, they came to the right place.
Okay, well, I think that, anyway, Lindsay's story is fascinating, and of course anybody wants to hear it. Why, it's our last Friday, that was Friday evening, 8 o'clock program, and that's archived at our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Well, I think it's important people begin to look at our automotive industry. And, of course, it certainly looks like it's going right down the tubes. In fact, a lot of the people, the speculators, are betting that General Motors got a good chance of going bankrupt, as does Ford and Chrysler. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, we've been we have a short recommendation on General Motors at 35. So, and I'm sorry I didn't do Ford at the same time. But you know, I can't do everything. And so that tells the whole story. We haven't recommended a cover on the short, in other words, buying it in to take a profit. I think that the chances are probably 7 or 8 out of 10 that General Motors and Ford will both go under. And the most important thing that they'll have as an asset to sell will be their names. And there'll be some serious bidding for the right to use the name General Motors and Ford. And it's my suspicion that the names will end up over in China, which I think really is dreadful, because they've wiped out these two corporations and others as well, major parts of our economy, and put millions or no, thousands or if not millions of people out of work. And they're never going to get hired again. And if they do, it'll be at, you know, a job paying $10 or $12 an hour, unless they're really lucky. And they were making $31 plus an hour.
Sure.
And it's really hurt our country very, very much.
And I think it's going to continue. There's going to be a lot of very difficult times for our people. Our guest has been Bob Chapman. God bless. We'll talk to you tonight. Bye-bye.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case of a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact,
Plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and that's apropos of what we were talking about. We do have a four-tape set. It's called The Oil Deception. I'll tell you, it's one of the best things we have right now. It has some interviews with Lindsay Williams and other people about this phony oil crisis. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't real. I'm just saying it was manipulated and created. And so the four-tape or four-CD set on the oil deception is very important. We also have a DVD with Lindsay Williams speaking called The Oil Deception, The Energy Non-Crisis. And, of course, you'll hear the story there that you'll never hear elsewhere. That's the Energy Non-Crisis DVD. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have certainly our four-tape set on the financial Armageddon. We have a talk on the financial tsunami and a syllabus that goes with that, which we recommend. And then, of course, we have certainly the DVD on the forbidden secret, the DVD on secret knowledge. And these get into the esoteric organizations that really are running the world. And finally, our DVD on the planned police state. And there's a syllabus, excellent syllabus that goes with that. You need to get the information, and you need to have it at your fingertips. And, of course, you can go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. You can pull down all sorts of things there. Our videos, we got a great new site called Other Videos, and we simply put links there that you can get of the most important videos that are there. And, of course, you go to our website, then you link to the other website. Then you want to go back to Radio Liberty, of course, and we want you to tell other people about it. You can get our talks there. Listen to our radio programs. And you can get the archive programs. You can listen to our live satellite feed 24 hours a day. If you'd like to get an inexpensive satellite, it's only $169. And that's the dish and the receiver. And, of course, that'll open you up to all sorts of things. You get, I think, about 100 television and radio stations. Doesn't cost you anything once you got this in. And you'll get crystal clear reception, 24 hours a day there. Joyce Riley's there, Pastor Butz Plaw. And, of course, this is our effort to get information out across America. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you want to get a lot of the other DVDs we have. If you want to know what happened on 9-1-1, you really need to get our DVD entitled Blueprint for Truth. It's Richard Gage's story of the building coming down from an architect's point of view, from an engineer's point of view. And, of course, it's obvious it's controlled demolition. And then, of course, we have a 9-1-1 mystery. We have Sydney in plain sight and the ripple effect. We've got a number of DVDs on the issue of what happened on September 11th. And there's no question that somebody took those buildings down, they weren't didn't come down because they had fires in them. They came down because somebody wanted them to come down. And certainly if you've never read the book written by a CIA agent who quotes one of the top members of the Central Intelligence, he is saying that when the dust clears, and let me quote you exactly. The other day, a reporter friend told me that one of the highest-ranking CIA officials had said to him off the record that when the dust finally clears, Americans will see that September 11th was a triumph for the intelligence agencies, not a failure. September 11th was a triumph for the intelligence agencies, and 3,000 people died. They wanted 6,000 to die. They would have died if the man in charge of security at Morgan Stanley hadn't violated his orders and violated the commands that were coming out of the loudspeaker system to stay at their seats. And he got those 2,700 employees of Morgan Stanley out of the South Tower before it came down. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are wicked people out there. We've got some great pamphlets on Foreknowledge 911. There's three of them in the set. It's like reading the whole story of what happened, or my talk on 911, what really happened. And that's the true story of 911. That's a pamphlet. These are inexpensive. And then, of course, you want to get our four tape sets on 911 update, and certainly, why did the buildings come down? Then pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be right back.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, and